battling your worst critic, that negative voice in your head. That's what we're going to talk about on this episode of the Running for Your Life podcast.
Lacing up your shoes in the morning light, building good habits with every stride. You'll live a long and healthy life. Let's outrun Father Time one step at a time. Running for your life, running for your life. We'll make it out together. Running for your life, running for your life. Make the moment last forever.
Welcome to the Running for Your Life podcast. I am your host, Barry Karch, and I'm so glad you brought me along for the ride today. This is the podcast where we talk about running and staying fit to live a long and healthy life and staying one step ahead of Father Time. I hope your running is going well, and if you're training for an event, I hope you're doing great on that too, and enjoy the journey, enjoy the training. That's something that took me a while to learn. I used to think it was something I had to endure to get through before the event, but I've come to realize the training is actually the best part because that's where you really grow and you see so many positive changes in yourself. Speaking of positive changes, usually I'm a very positive person. I try to take a very positive outlook on life and only let positive inputs into my mind, but even so, sometimes I have to battle some negativity, and that's what this show is going to be about, but I'm going to try to put a positive spin on it. It's going to be battling the negativity in your own mind, battling your negative thoughts. You might not think that I have this problem as much as I run, but I do. Sometimes more than others, but I almost always have negative thoughts in my head going into a run. Do you? Or do you always feel positive when you're about to start? If you do, I'm very jealous of you. I wish I was that way. But when I'm about to start a run, I'm always thinking, I don't know if I can do this today. I don't know if I feel good. I don't know if I can run this as well as I did last time. And sometimes, I have to admit, even the most dreaded thought comes into my mind. Maybe I'm just getting too old to do this. I faced a really big bout of negative thoughts this past weekend. I had registered for a 10K race. And I tell you what, the negative thoughts often come even more in full force before a race. I hadn't run a 10K race in a very, very long time, well over 20 years. And even back then when I was racing a lot, I hadn't run very many 10Ks. I don't know why. I'd run a ton of 5Ks, and I think I've run more marathons than 10Ks. Just never ran that many 10Ks. So I decided to do one because I also, in addition to not having run many 10Ks, I never felt like I ran a 10K to the best of my ability. So that's why I registered for one, wanted to see how I could do it. So race day came, my alarm went off early in the morning, and I got up, and that's when the negative thoughts hit me right away. I was thinking, why am I doing this? I was dreading the event, to be honest. I was absolutely dreading it. Why did I register for this race? Why am I doing it? What was I thinking? Why am I putting myself through this? All these thoughts kept going through my head. I was so not looking forward to this race at all. So as I'm getting ready for the race in the morning, Tammy, my wife, asked me, "You ready for the race?" And I told her I was really nervous about it. I was more nervous about this than, I don't know, I can't remember being this nervous about almost any other event I ran. And really, it's irrational, and I knew it, but just the same, I was nervous. And she said to me, well, I'm proud of you. Whatever you do, I'm proud of you and how you run. So that's all that matters. And I know she's right. That really is all that matters. I'm not a professional runner. I'm not making money. This is not my livelihood. So why do I care so much? And I think that's what the nerves are about, because I really care. I really, really want to run to the best of my ability, whatever that may be, on every race that I do. And so I'm just going to be really upset with myself if I felt like I didn't run up to my potential. So I think that's why I'm so nervous about some of these races, is I want to make sure I have a good day and have a good race. So I arrive at the event and I'm doing my best to get into a positive frame of mind, but I'm still just really nervous and worried about the race. I go out to where the starting line is about a half an hour or so early, start doing a little bit of warming up, run a few strides to get ready. And it's a cold and a little bit windy day on top of all that to add to the nerves. But I get near the starting line and I'm just waiting for the race to begin. I've still got about 10 or 15 minutes before the race starts. So again, I'm trying to adjust my attitude. And so I start to say my mantra to get myself in a more positive frame of mind, which I first started doing at 29029. And it was a huge help for me there. And what I was saying to myself is, I am fit. I am determined. I got this. I am fit. I am determined. I've got this. So I kept saying that to myself over and over again, and it did help a little bit. Then I always like to think back to my big why. Why am I running in the first place? Why did I start running? And for me, as the purpose of the podcast is to live a long and healthy life. So I remind myself, that's why I'm here. That is why I am doing this. I want to live a long and healthy life. The next step for me to overcoming negative thoughts is to think back on all my training. And I did train hard for this race. I didn't just show up there. I was doing speed work twice a week. I was doing long runs. I was doing easy runs. I felt like well trained for it. So I thought back on all the training I've done, how I've prepared for this, and how I am ready for the race. And that did help ease my negativity also. Now it's time to step up to the starting line, and I walk over there, and I'm waiting for the starting gun to go off, and I'm starting to feel a little calmer now. I'm getting a little more in my element now, as it's just about time to go. And then all of a sudden, the gun goes off, and I'm off. I'm running. And then it's just pure reflex action. I'm just doing what I know how to do. One foot in front of the other, moving forward, trying to find my rhythm, trying to find the proper pace for the race. And I got into a good rhythm pretty quickly. Once the race started, I started to feel pretty confident. Everything changed. Instead of feeling negative, I started feeling proud. I was feeling proud of myself. I think it's good to feel proud of yourself and what you're able to do. I'm going down the starting stretch of the race, I'm thinking, look at me. I am out here running and I'm 63 years old doing this. There are less and less people as we get older who are doing these races. So you are a winner just making it to the starting line. You're in a very, very small minority of people who ever even attempt to do an event like this. So I just have a lot of pride going through me as I'm running now and finding my pace. I often think of my father in these situations too, and I don't know why, because he never ran. He didn't run at all. He didn't do any sports. He wasn't athletic. That's probably why I think of him in these situations, because again, I'm thinking, look at me out here running and doing this. I can't believe I can do this at this age. And he passed away just 6 years older than I am right now, which is a thought that's always very near my conscience. So I'm just thankful that I'm able to do this. And that's the next step in overcoming negativity, is be thankful, be grateful for your life, be grateful for your ability, be grateful that you can run. It gets more and more special the older you get. I absolutely enjoy running now way more than when I was younger. I took it for granted then. It was no big deal being able to run when you're younger, because a lot of people can do that. Almost everybody can run if they want to. But when you get to the age I'm at now, it's a different story. A lot of people aren't able to run because of health issues or other various physical issues. So be very thankful that you are out there and able to run. You are special for being able to do that. All of a sudden, I started smiling while I was running. I was enjoying this race. I was glad I signed up for it. Now I know why I did this, because I love running and I love racing. This is awesome. My thoughts totally changed. When I hit the first mile mark, I got feedback, the first feedback on my pace, and I was trying to go out at the proper pace. And as usual in races, I was going a bit fast, but it felt good. It didn't feel as hard as that pace normally feels when I'm running it in training. But even so, I tried to ease back a bit because I didn't want to run out of gas later on in the race. And I just kept going. And what I learned also is to enjoy the whole race. The race is a celebration. Enjoy it. You're celebrating your fitness. It's not a final exam here. Nothing to get all worked up about. Racing or running in general is a celebration to be enjoyed. As it turns out, the race ended up being a very good one for me. It was one that I am very proud of, despite all the negativity before it started. I ended up getting second place in my age group, and I ran at a time of 47:08, which for me is really good on a 10K race. So I rediscovered the joy of racing and realized why I wanted to do this, and I was so happy that I had signed up for it, despite all the negativity at the beginning. So for you, if you're like me and you're hearing those negative voices in your head before a run or before a race, just a reminder, come up with a mantra and repeat it in your mind to get in the right frame of mind before the race. Think about your big why. Why are you running? Why do you want to do this? Look back at all your training that you've done. Think of how hard you've worked to get here, how much you've run to get to the starting line. Be proud of what you can do. Be proud that you're able to run and you're able to race. You are in the very small minority of people who can do what you do. And remember, the race and running is a celebration. It's not a final exam. Enjoy it. Enjoy every step of the way. I hope these thoughts will help you erase negativity from your mind also. And what I'm talking about can apply to more than just running. It can apply to all aspects of your life. If you have something big going on in another aspect of your life, it's important also to battle those negative thoughts and have a positive mantra and be proud and excited about what you're doing. So again, I hope this will help you battle any negative thoughts you might have. If you do battle negative thoughts, how do you overcome them? I'd like to get some more ideas also. Reach out to me at BarryKarch@runningforyourlife.us. Also, you can follow me or message me on Instagram. I would certainly love to hear from you. So what's next for me? I am focused 100% now on the rite of passage mission I have coming up with ex-Navy SEAL Chad Wright in the middle of July, about 2.5 months from now. It's going to be a 24-hour trek through the mountains of northern Georgia, nonstop, And I'm sure it's going to be extremely difficult, but I am starting to train for it. Super excited about it. That's what I'm focused on now. I'll keep you posted on that. And let me know what you're focused on, what you're working towards. Again, email me or message me on Instagram. Love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I love having you with me. If you could, I'd really love it if you leave a review of the podcast where you're listening to it. And I will be back with you next Monday with a new episode. And until then, let's outrun Father Time together.